This is JIS News. Coming up, second case of chikungunya confirmed in Jamaica. Age limit increased for farm workers program. And Jamaica gets its first ever gold medal in shot put at the Commonwealth Games. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us. We want a
productive Jamaica. Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to make your company more prosperous. Reduce inventory. Reducing inventory and work in progress will reduce waste and free working capital. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Now the news. Jamaica has confirmed its second imported case of the chikungunya virus. Director of Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, says there is still no evidence of local transmission of chikungunya. This, as in both cases, the persons traveled from an affected country where they were infected with the chikungunya virus and showed signs of illness on return to Jamaica. Dr. Bullock-Ducasse is therefore reminding persons to take steps to prevent mosquito bites while in countries with cases of chikungunya. Precautionary measures include using insect repellent containing DEET and covering the body as much as possible by wearing long-sleeved clothing. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, joint pain mainly in the hands, wrists, and ankles, and other joints, headache, muscle pain, and a rash. Anyone who experiences any of the symptoms of chikungunya is asked to visit their doctor or the nearest health center immediately. The maximum recruitment age for persons for the Overseas Farm Workers Program has been adjusted from 40 to 45. Minister of Labor and Social Security Derek Kellyer says the adjustment is in recognition of the fact that there are many able-bodied persons older than age 40.
There are able-bodied people who are over 40 that work harder than some people in their 20s. So the ministry has made the adjustment. So rather than trying to break our rule or bend it, we move the age limit from 40 up to 45, so as to give a lot more people a chance who can really make it in that work environment.
Minister Kellyer was addressing a recent recruitment exercise for workers for the Canadian and United States Farm Workers Program in St. James. The Labour Ministry is recruiting 3,500 workers for the Canadian and United States Farm Worker Program, with the majority of them scheduled for placement at the start of 2015. Jamaica yesterday won its first ever gold medal in the shot put event at the 20th Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. This after Odin Richard threw a games at national record of 21.6 meters to beat out his nearest rivals Tom Walsh of New Zealand and Tim Neddo of Canada. Richard's unprecedented gold medal outshone the accomplishments of fellow compatriots who earned four other medals, including another gold at the games yesterday. Kemar Bailey-Cole took gold, while Nikhil Ashmead took bronze in the men's 100-meter sprint final. In the women's 100-meter final, fan favorite Veronica Campbell-Brown took silver, while Karen Stewart took bronze. Swimmer Alia Atkinson won a bronze medal in the 100-meter breaststroke event, adding to the silver medal she earned in the 50-meter breaststroke last Friday. Jamaica's medal tally for the Commonwealth Games currently stands at 7, with 2 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals. And the Jamaica Customs Agency, the JCA, has launched its revamped Authorized Economic Operator AEO program in an effort to protect the country's borders and revenue. The system will allow for operators to have a working partnership with customs, which will improve customs-to-client relationship, customer service, and the business processes of the JCA. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the AEO will serve as a catalyst for improving the ease and speed of doing business and for moving goods or services across borders.
The ease and speed of doing business has always been one of the greatest inhibitors to international trade. The AEO program removes that barrier by operating a system of mutual trust and streamlined custom procedures to accelerate the flow of goods and services across borders.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the launch of the Authorized Economic Operator program Monday. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.